Welcome to AI and I, where we will explore the infinite possibilities of innovative education. Join us, Andrew and Faye, every 2 weeks as we navigate the intersection of technology and learning right here at Wellington Hangzhou. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of AI and I with me, Andrew, and Faye. Today, we're talking about an important topic. We're talking about sustainability. And while AI is really valuable, really useful, many of us applying it every day now, we need to realize that it does have an environmental impact. But before we dive into that, I think it's important to recap on exactly what AI is, especially for those listeners that might be joining us for the first time today.
Thank you, Andrew. If I can try my best to use my own language to explain what is AI, first of all, it's a software runs by different platforms like your phone or computer. The software can do lots of things human can do. That's where the intelligent part comes from. If I can see it by myself, basically it's a software can do lots of things we human used to do, but right now it can be done so smart and efficient by a computer.
Can you give our listeners, Faye, some examples of things that it can do, which humans can do, but way, way faster and more efficiently?
Definitely. Since we work in a school, I will use a few examples as a teacher. I think, for example, first of all, generate a teaching lesson plan. It's not something difficult, but time-consuming. You need to find the time to prepare your lesson, to think about the concept, to do lots of research. But all the things is not that difficult, takes time, can be done by a computer, by a software. Nowadays, you can just to input your request to the software. AI now, not software. And it will generate everything. They will think as a teacher. He will act as a teacher. He will analyze the resource you provide as a teacher, then give you the output as the lesson plan.
Thank you. And for anyone that's not aware, what are some popular AI chatbots that people could download onto their phone right now?
I think ChatGPT can be definitely the most popular one. So far, it has the most wide knowledge base. Think about different topic. And since we're in China, I also recommend Doubao. It's a Chinese app or web page that has lots of training with Chinese concepts, data, and resources. Another one, a very fast-growing one called DeepSeek. I really strongly recommend everybody go have a try. Those are very good.
Okay, thank you. So we are going to dive now into our energy consumption through the use of AI. And I think we can start with electricity. So AI models, especially large ones like ChatGPT, as Faye has just mentioned, they need massive amounts of computing power. They're trained on data centers, enormous facilities packed with servers that run 24/7 around the clock. And these data centers, they are energy hungry. So they're consuming more electricity than some small countries do. And that's not just for training, that is for even using it on a one-to-one basis as we do as teachers, for example, like Faye has also mentioned there for planning. So running these models daily also adds huge demand. So there's a lot of energy consumption there that we need to be aware about.
You know what? I think as a normal user, we hold a phone or we look at the laptop, we see the result come out on the screen that comes in a second. But as you said, probably we didn't realize or we don't even know that there is a massive computer calculating, delivering this behind you somewhere far, far away from you. Maybe they need lots of energy to maintain it. And also, I think you mentioned something about cooling or the person just maintaining this program 24/7. It consumes a lot of time, energy, money, potentially resources.
Yeah. I feel like this is quite a poignant topic at the moment with that massive power outage that happened in Spain, Portugal, and parts of France yesterday, with these models sapping the electricity 24/7. Something to think about there. But there are also other forms of energy use, such as, for example, the carbon emissions that are seeping out through our use of AI. So electricity itself comes from fossil fuels, and as is often the case in many parts of the world, the environmental cost skyrockets. So one 2019 study actually found that training a single large AI model could emit over 284 tons of CO2, and that's about the same as the lifetime emissions of five average cars, Faye?
That sounds scary, to be honest. When you think about cars lying on the street and how much energy and waste it produces.
Insane. Yeah. So every time we ask an AI a question, there's an invisible carbon trailing behind it. Yeah. We were speaking as we were coming in today, weren't we, and thinking about how there's an analogy there between when we were growing up, please turn the tap off in between brushing your teeth. And now it's like, don't waste words on the AI. You know, you want to go and have fun and try and generate that image, but consider the massive consumption that comes with each of those requests.
I overheard people talking about, well, it was a joke, saying that in the future when you use AI, please say thank you, please say excuse me, because AI one day going to take over. But now, as you mentioned, the example of brushing teeth, I think about just a few words you add to every question you ask, like thank you, would you mind, please help me something. Those words, for human, we know people just being polite, I can ignore it, I can directly go for the core question. But for AI, he has to go through one by one to check, what does that mean? Do you just being polite, or does that mean actually anything? That few words maybe going to cause a little bit more energy. And then we use the example of saving water. Maybe every drop of water in the end collect together can be a big difference.
I totally agree. So you've got to be very, there's a lot of, there's an argument to be had for being as concise as you can be, which is ironic because that's all we ask ChatGPT to be these days.
Sometimes I also think about, do we really need to do something by ChatGPT, by AI? I'm just thinking about maybe we're just getting so comfortable, so turned on by, oh my God, I can do this with AI. Eventually, we just waste a lot of our own time and doing something maybe doesn't really have any impact.
Yeah, I think this is interesting, and I think we could be leading on here to perhaps next week's podcast, but I have been finding that I have been questioning myself because of AI. So I'll be going and asking AI, what do you think about this? and it, you know, I've forgotten, I've immediately, very quickly forgotten a time when this technology didn't exist. I'm so used to doing that now. But I think I spoke to you recently about this, that we've all dived in headfirst into our AI use, and we've gone heavy with it. We've gone all in, but now perhaps 1-2 years on, we're starting to now ask questions, consider, how necessary is it with certain tasks? Is it having I guess the question then becomes, what detrimental effect is it having? So I think we could go further with that on next week's podcast.
Thank you. I feel like our conversation is going down a little bit. Like we thought, oh my God, this sounds scary. But I still want to highlight a few things. Actually, AI make a big difference on our life. Again, as we are teachers, I really want to share with you a few small things I find that AI actually make a difference. Okay. The first of all, I think in terms of analyzed data, AI can do way more accurate and fast. I will give example that every end of year, we have lots of data of children's achievement in school, NGRT, your CAT4. And as a human teacher, you can go through several different result numbers of a student, and then that takes a long time for you to go through the whole class or potentially whole grade. But now AI can quickly pick up all the small numbers and generate a chart or feedback to you about how during the whole year, what happened to him? Did he make progress or he maintained the same effort? I think this part can save teacher lots of time, especially talking about data, nothing emotional, nothing challenging, just read all the data. The second one is, recently year four are going to a residential trip, and we ask each children to give us names of who do you prefer to stay in the room. Mm-hmm. Think about, we have around 40 children. Yeah. Every children put a three names. For a human to sit down to match each one to make a balance, I think, again, also very challenging, time-consuming.
Yeah.
But if you give the Excel list to AI, within 3 seconds, he give you several copies of everybody stayed with one of their favorite classmates, but still make a balance of the whole team.
I couldn't agree more. And I think there's generally a support for AI doing the more mundane tasks. I think that's what people have always wanted. Going back to what I said a minute ago about questioning myself and trying to go through AI for, what do you think about when it's not even a human? I think that's a more troublesome route to go down. But definitely, I agree with you when it comes to things like data. I mean, I can build on that and say that when we did the whole school EdTech survey, I was able to download the spreadsheet from Microsoft Forms, upload it into ChatGPT, and then get it to very quickly produce quite high quality bar charts, pie charts, and other things like that, and then summarize what it found in with what the findings were. I couldn't agree more that I think that is a fantastic use of AI. However, with that, there does continue to be more waste involved.
And definitely.
So moving on to the next consumption aspect of this is the servers and GPUs that power the AI tools that we use. So they are continuing to grow in complexity, and you know, we can just think about the AI war going on between China and the US at the moment. Obviously, they're going to continue to develop and be more innovative. But when they do this, the outdated models that will quickly become so, what happens to those, to the hardware involved? And typically, they're simply discarded. They become a part of an electronic waste site. This material is not easy to recycle, and it usually ends up in a landfill or exported, even worse, exported to developing countries. So another point to consider when you're using these technologies.
I agree. Think about, if I try to visibly think about it, in a school, we suddenly had a new idea to do something. We bought lots of equipment, then realized something went wrong or we don't need anymore. Those equipment maybe just go to waste. Same idea as an AI.
And there is something I want to... this is the final thing that I'll add, as you've said. Let's be careful not to go too far down into the doldrums of negativity here. However, it is important to be firstly be aware of this. And the last point to make is the water use involved with artificial intelligence. So here's something that most people don't expect. Data centers require millions of liters. Let me just say that again. Millions of liters of water to keep the systems cool. And in some cases, they require up to 1,000 liters every minute. So that's an issue when many of these centers are built in already water-stressed regions. So let's go back to that idea of the toothbrush analogy.
I think I can think of myself as a person easily sit in front of a computer, ask to do something, but I have no idea or I cannot think about how actually the AI service or the company look like. I mean, the hardware company look like. Maybe they build in a big factory and a lot of water around it, and then you cannot see, but the water comes and goes.
I'm pretty sure I read in the news not so long ago that they'd reopened a power plant to power. I think it was ChatGPT that may have done this, or Microsoft, who I think have bought into it. But that's an example there, you know. That's surely not, that's not in and of itself a positive thing, is it?
I do hope if the water is only used for cooling, I do hope there's a way to recycle it. Again, this is the moment we don't know the detail, but think about how much water do they need just to keep it running. That's quite scary.
You could start going down this the pathway of, is it the end of the world? All right, so I think we're heading towards a close here today. So let's reflect on what we've gone through. And I think that is that while AI is extremely powerful and as we talked about today, it can be incredibly useful. It also comes with quite a big environmental cost, and it's one which we need to be conscious of in our use of AI, whether that's energy consumption, electronic waste, or water consumption. There is an effect on the real physical world.
I do appreciate that AI do help us a lot, but I also stress people, let's keep something to ourselves. For example, if you're generating something can be fast, or I can put lots of my own personal touch into an email, into a lesson plan to make a difference. That's a moment I think about AI can be powerful, but sometimes think about maybe I don't need the AI. Maybe
so is that here what we're wrapping up here, aren't we, with a solution? Yeah, good. No, fair. I totally agree with you. Keep building on that, please.
I just think about something can be done really fast, but doesn't mean good. And in the future, when I'm in the future, if I'm using AI, I maybe take a pause, think about, do I really need it? Or I prefer to work out something myself. Maybe lots of mistakes, but I can generally see that's my own input into my daily life.
Can I just quickly add there, you've sparked a memory that has stuck with me, and it was on a LinkedIn post that I saw a lady write about, and she had said that she wasn't going to take part. You know, there was this craze happening about creating your own toy action figure. She'd said that I'm not going to take part in this actually, because, and then she went on to go over some of the environmental impact involved. So I think that's a great example of what you're saying there. Do you have to get involved with all the crazes that are going to continue, I guess, to come and go?
Thank you, Andrew. I think that's everything today. And I hope this episode could actually make us think a little bit about how much effort we put into AI and how much potential waste we're going to produce from using AI. Thank you, guys. And I hope to see you in next episode. Thank you. Bye-bye.